MGM Yonkers submits proposal for New York commercial casino. MGM Yonkers has formally submitted a $2.3 billion proposal to the New York Gaming Commission in support of its commercial casino license application. The operator plans to redevelop its Empire City Casino site into a thriving destination that combines commercial casino gaming with entertainment options. The proposal includes a full-scale renovation and expansion of Empire City Casino's gaming areas and the introduction of a high-limit lounge and BetMGM sportsbook for sports betting. Additionally, MGM Yonkers wants to add a new 5,000-capacity entertainment venue and meeting space that will host A-list and local performances and accommodate various events like concerts, graduations, and community gatherings. Guests will also enjoy high-end dining options at three new full-service restaurants and renovated existing food and beverage outlets. MGM Yonkers expects to complete the project by mid-2029 if awarded a commercial casino license. Quote, Empire City Casino and Yonkers Raceway have anchored the entertainment and tourism culture in downstate New York for more than a century. Achieving a full casino license will ensure this site will continue to be a cultural and economic force for generations to come. Bill Hornbuckle, president and CEO of MGM Resorts International. Multiple bidders vying for licenses. Alongside MGM Yonkers, other companies are also eyeing casino resort projects in the Empire State. Some of them include Thor Equities, Saratoga Casino Holdings, the Chickasaw Nation, and Legends Hospitality, who are partnering to develop a Coney Island project, Resorts World New York City, and the Caesars Palace Times Square Consortium, featuring SL Green, Caesars Entertainment, and Roc Nation. Yesterday, June 26, the Caesars Palace Times Square Coalition hosted a public rally in Duffy Square in support of its casino proposal. The event was attended by over 1,000 people, including local residents, small business owners, Broadway staff, labor unions, and elected officials. The New York State Gaming Commission has indicated that it will make final decisions on the downstate casino licenses after comprehensive site evaluations, community input, and advisory board recommendations.